I hold a world within my hand. I am the lord of all I see. The highest scholars in the land all defer to me. My mind embraces knowledge of a staggering diversity and teems with facts and figures, it is true. But tonight I sit despondent in this crumbling university, dreaming of a life I never knew. My enormous brain is crammed with a wealth of education and bursting with all kinds of lore, etymologies of words and the habitats of birds and the causes of the Trojan War. But despite all this, I'm damned to a lifetime of frustration with no friends except the pouring rain, plus the names of seven seas and varieties of cheese which are crammed in my enormous brain. My enormous brain is stuffed with amazing erudition. There's no foreign language I can't speak. French and Tongan, Japanese, Danish, Welsh and Portuguese, Latin, Hebrew, Afrikaans and Greek. Did I think it was enough to have power and position? Has all my study been in vain? With the plays of Sophocles and the private life of fleas all stuffed in my enormous brain. My learning has condemned me to a grave of academe. The future that I dreamt of is still no more than a dream. Now looking back on all those youthful hopes, I don't believe that I've achieved one-tenth of all I set out to achieve. My enormous brain is rife with all sorts of useless knowledge I've been storing up since I was four. But despite my massive mind, I'm a bit annoyed to find I'm no wiser than I was before. Now I'm doomed to end my life in a lonely, dismal college. I don't think I can stand the strain of all the names of trees and the tongues of chimpanzees and the dance of honeybees and the mating calls of peas. Everything from Socrates to the structure of light cheese all squeezed in my enormous brain. Let's face it, if it merely acts as a reservoir for facts that you drag out once, then never use again, what's the point of an enormous brain?